You say you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of a Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Let's look at some topic definitions. Follow me if you can on your app, Bible app. Or if you bought a Bible, you can follow me there also. Truth and lies about Christmas. And I believe this is an important topic because we are bombarded with so many different messages about Christmas. And as young men and young women, we need to know what is true and what is a lie. And so let's look at topic definitions. When we talk about truth, that which is according to the word of God. Truth also has to do with that which is unchanging or is absolute. When we talk about truth from a biblical standpoint, understand we're talking about God, or specifically God's word. Notice, if you will, John 17:17, in part it says, sanctify them by your truth. And he says, your word is truth. What does he say? Your word is truth. So when it comes to the truth, we always need to consider God's word. What we find on the internet is not necessarily truth. What you see on television is not necessarily truth. What you hear from friends is not necessarily truth. It needs to line up with God's word to be considered truth. All right. Now, when it comes to a lie, that which is false or not according to the word, that which is of the devil, or you see my final definition, what we call a story. Someone just telling you a story. They making something up. These are some simple definitions of a lie. Again, that which is false or not according to the word, that which is of the devil or a story. Notice Titus 1:2. The Bible reads, in hope of eternal life, notice, which God who cannot lie. So when it comes to God, he cannot what? He cannot lie. God does not lie. Paul said in the book of Romans, I believe it is, let every man be a lie, but God be true. So when it comes to God, help me out. He cannot what? He cannot lie. He cannot lie. Let's look at John 8:44, and it reads, you are of the Father, or you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. So when it comes to the devil, there's what's not in him. Truth is not in him. There's no truth. He can't stand in the truth. And here it says there's no truth in him. Then it continues. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. So when it comes to lies, according to this verse, the devil is the source of lies. So if we tell a lie, we acting like who? The devil. That's right. And so we need to strive not to be like the devil. We also need to understand that people tell lies. And when we hear lies, we need to understand, according to this verse, that that's not godly. How many understand the difference between truth and a lie? By a show of hands. Good. All right. Now, when we talk about our final definition, Christmas. Christmas. You will not find the word Christmas in scripture, but the word simply means to celebrate Christ. That's what Christmas means, to celebrate Christ, to be festive about Christ, Christmas. That's what it means. But you will not find that word in Scripture, but you will find people celebrating Christ in Scripture. Particularly one word you hear around Christmas, the nativity of Christ. Nativity just simply means how a person was born. So when it comes to the nativity of Jesus, the Bible gives from a historic standpoint what happened. All right. His nativity, his origin, his birth. And again, in Scripture, we see people celebrating Christmas the proper way or celebrating Christ the improper way. All right. So let's look at some truths and lies about Christmas that I believe every young man and young woman needs to know. But as you grow and you have your own family, there are also some truths that you need to instill in your family as men and as women. And there are some lies that we need to teach our families that they don't need to adhere to when it comes to Christmas. Y'all with me? All right. Truths and lies about Christmas. Number one, Christmas should be a joyful time. Tell somebody, Christmas should be a joyful time. That's right. That's just true. When you consider Scripture, I'm going to show you, Christmas should be a joyful time. Sadly, you hear people talk about how during the Christmas season, they're depressed. During the Christmas season, they're suicidal. They hate Christmas. But when you look in Scripture, when it came to celebrating the birth of Christ, that was a happy time. I said that was a happy time. And as Christians, people that are Christ-like, that are striving to live according to the word as just people, we should be happy. And I'll go so far not to just say during Christmas, but all the time, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. But especially when it comes to Christmas, we have no reason to be talking about, I hate this, I can't wait till it's over. No, this is happy time. This is joyful time, especially if you are a genuine child of God. Y'all with me? All right, Christmas should be a joyful time. Notice Luke 1 and 28. The first time we hear in Scripture about the birth of Jesus, the angel was talking to Mary on this occasion. And notice the first thing that he told her. He said, and having come in, the angel said to her, what's that next word? What's that next word? Rejoice. Highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And he goes on to tell her that she's going to have a special child. His name shall be Jesus. But notice he said to rejoice. This is happy times. I said this is happy times. When we talk about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who came to save us from our sins, the one who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, we should be, help me, happy. That's right. We should be happy. This whole month is happy time. I mean, extra happy time. Amen. And so when you hear people talking about how they hate Christmas, stay away from them. When they talk about they're depressed and this, that, and the third, you need to either stay away or let them know, no, this is happy time, because when Jesus was born, that was the hope of glory. That was the hope for the world. And so we should be, help me, we should be happy. People came from far, people came from near to rejoice, to worship the Lord, and we should be likewise. Are y'all with me? All right. Let's look at something else. Christmas is about Jesus. This is real simple, but in our day and time, it needs to be taught. Christmas is about who? Jesus. Lord have mercy. The Savior. The Messiah. The Son of God. Christmas is about Jesus. Let's look at Luke 2, 11 through 14. And of course, this New King James Version, it says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And of course, he's talking about Jesus, the Savior, the anointed one. Verse 12, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger or in a barn. Verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So when the declaration was made and he was talking about the birth of Christ, everything about celebrating the Lord, it was centered around him. Now we know in our day and time, when the Christmas season begins, in our day and time, it has nothing to do with Jesus. Man, I've been watching television and I've been purposely looking at commercials as they talk about Christmas and the holiday season. They just will not mention Jesus. Won't mention anything about Christ the Lord. And we don't need to become like the world. In fact, the Bible tells us not to take on the spirit of the world. We don't need to get caught up or distracted from the various things that are placed before us during the Christmas season. In fact, what are some things that they talk about more so than Jesus during this time? Santa Claus. What else? Xmas. Yeah, they just take out Christ, don't they? You don't even hear people say Christmas. They'll say Xmas. What else do you see and hear when it comes to Christmas and they avoid Jesus? You hear about sales. You hear more about Rudolph than you do about Jesus. You hear about snowmen. You hear this statement right here. This is a time for family. People will say during Christmas, this is a special time for family and friends. But biblically, it's about lifting up the name of who? Of Jesus. What else do you hear about Christmas as it relates to people avoiding Jesus? Sales. We've heard Santa Claus, reindeer. What else? Anything different? Oh, yeah. They'll say happy holidays. They'll just avoid Jesus. But as Christians, we need to know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we need to let folk know that. We need to let folk know that. When you consider here Luke 2, 11 through 14, it was all about the babe in the manger. It was all about the Christ being born. And that's what Christmas should be about. One thing we forget about is that you hear about people talking about the tree. Yeah, they make big deals. We were in San Francisco. Matter of fact, they do it in a lot of major cities. They'll have events that they call the lighting of the tree. And they'll make big deals out of it. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Look at somebody and say, Christmas is about finish it. It's about Jesus. That's right. How many are glad to know Jesus and you have a personal relationship with him by a show of hands? That's it. All right. Let's go to the third truth or lie. All right. Christians should tell people things about Jesus. Christians should tell people things about, help me, Jesus. Especially during this time of the year, this is the perfect time to witness to your friends. This is the perfect time to witness to family members, because the whole season is centered around the birth of who we believe in, that being Jesus. Notice Luke 2 and 17, and it reads, now when they had seen him, talking about Jesus, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. So when they had seen him, they had made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. They made widely known things concerning this child. During this time, we need to let folk know things about Jesus. We need to let people know things about who? Jesus. Well, why do we celebrate Jesus as a Christian? Because his birth, again, signified that he came to save us from our sins. Yeah. We need to talk about things when the opportunity presents itself about Jesus. Let it be known. Let people know, hey, that Santa Claus, that just ain't real. Why you won't wear that Santa Claus hat? You know why I won't wear that? Because it takes away the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah, Christmas is not about Santa Claus. It's about the birth of Jesus. You're letting people know why you do what you do. Yeah, you're not getting distracted, or you're not helping to spread the lie. And I'm telling you, we'll have opportunities to tell people things about Jesus. We need to let them know why we give gifts. We give gifts because that's what they did for Jesus, or to Jesus. In fact, that's the next thing I want to talk about. Number four, we should give gifts during Christmas. I hate when you hear people that say Christmas ain't about all them gifts and all that. Yes, it is. That's a part of it. Tell somebody, gift giving is a part of Christmas. Yeah. And we shouldn't just be happy or excited to get a gift. We should be more excited to give. The Bible teaches it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Yeah, we don't need to be selfish during this time of the year. Lord have mercy. Let's look at Matthew 2 and 10. Y'all learning? All right, Matthew 2 and 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Because again, it was prophesied or told to them that the star would lead them right over the, where Jesus was being born. And so when they saw the star, they got happy. Verse 11, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they presented gifts to honor his birth. And see, we present gifts in remembrance of what was done in Scripture. That's why we give gifts. We give gifts just like they did here in Scripture. Gifts that people can need, gifts of value, gifts that people can use and so forth. The frankincense, gold, and myrrh, there were things that would help the baby as well as the family. And so they gave gifts, and that's what we should do. We should give what? Give gifts. Not just look for a gift, but be excited to give to our parents. Be excited to give to loved ones. Be excited to give to folks that have impacted us maybe throughout the year. We give gifts because that's what they did in Scripture. But notice, again, the last verse, it says they presented gifts to him. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Useful gifts, beneficial gifts, gold, money, frankincense, and myrrh, things that would help in raising the baby to be healthy and so forth. Beneficial gifts. How many like receiving cheap gifts? Yeah, so if you don't like receiving cheap gifts or gifts that are not beneficial, because sometimes cheap don't just necessarily mean the amount of money you spend. Something can be of little monetary value, but be priceless to someone because they can really use it. All right? Y'all with me? So when we give gifts, put thought behind it, because that's what they did here in Scripture. All right? How many are learning truth and lies about Christmas by a show of hands? Y'all learning? All right. Notice next. Christmas is not about a tree. Lord have mercy. Christmas is not about a tree. And I know you see it. You see trees not only in people's houses. You see trees lifted up even in churches, shopping malls, and other places. But Christmas is not a tree. About a tree. We really shouldn't call it a Christmas tree, because it's just a what? It's just a tree. That tree got nothing to do with Christ. And in our day and time, we know people put ornaments or a star on top of the tree, but I just read in the Scripture where the star went over Jesus and not over a tree. Lord have mercy. But let's look at a more detailed Scripture, because the Bible teaches there's nothing new under the sun. People used to worship trees back in the day, even in Bible times. And the Bible lets us know there is nothing, help me, new under the sun. This ain't something that just started in the Western culture. This has been going on for centuries. And we see it here in Jeremiah 10, 1 through 4. And I know some people don't like this, but I'm giving you Bible. And so we see the lie that Christmas trees should be a part of Christmas. No, the truth is the tree ain't got nothing to do with Christmas. Notice Jeremiah 10, 1 through 4. And y'all stay with me. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you. Hear the word which who speaks? The Lord. O house of Israel. So he's talking to the people of God. The sinners are going to do their thing. They're going to worship idols, false gods. But the children of God, we shouldn't be like the world. Verse 2. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles or the sinners. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. What do we need to get from this verse? Bottom line, don't be like the sinners. All right. What do they do? Verse 3. For the customs of the people are futile, useless. Their customs, their ways, their rituals, they are useless. But they do have some. Notice what they do. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. That's plain. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. Now, in our day and time, when do men go to the forest to get a tree, bring it, put silver and gold on it, and hammer it down to the floor so it don't fall over? When does that time take place in our culture? During Christmas. And here the Lord says to the children of Israel, look, don't do like them sinners do. Their customs are futile. They're useless. And oftentimes young people are just fascinated. Even grown folks are fascinated with the tree, but it has nothing to do with Christmas. And here the Lord gives a word to Israel saying, look, don't do like the Gentiles. I ain't gonna even put no tree on no postcard because it ain't got nothing to do with Christmas. Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. Okay? Y'all see it? Mm-hmm. That's plain, right? Now y'all know I didn't write the Bible, right? Okay. All right. Let's look at one more thing I believe I have here. Christians should keep away from idols during Christmas. Again, Christians should keep away from idols during Christmas. Notice my definition of an idol. Anything or person that is honored or esteemed to be better or greater than God. Boy, that's a good definition. Anything or person that is honored or esteemed to be better or greater than God. That thing or that person can be lifted up and honored more so than God. That's an idol. And we named some earlier, the tree we just talked about. Guess what that is? That's an idol. People talk more about the tree. Y'all gonna get a tree this year. They talk more about a tree than they do about Jesus. And they only erect it at a certain time every year. That's an idol. Santa Claus, you gonna get your picture this year with him. He's an idol. A devil. A false god. Rudolph. Red-nosed reindeer and the rest of them. I don't even know all their names. Idols. All right? And other type things that pop up and are esteemed greater than Christ and recognizing and honoring his birth are also considered to be idols. Notice what the Bible talks about idols as we close. 1 John 5 and 21. Y'all help me read it. Ready? Go. Little children, or he was talking to the church. Finish it. Keep yourself from, that's it. Keep yourself from idols. Teachers in schools get mad when other kids tell kids that Santa Claus ain't real. That's so sad. But we should keep ourselves from idols. Okay? When you get older and you have your family, teach your children the truth about Christmas. Train them to stay away from from idols. You ain't going to sit on no man's lap. That man could be a sex offender. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. No, no. Especially when I know the truth. Leviticus 19 and 4. Do not turn to idols. Again, this is the Lord speaking to the people of God. Do not turn to idols, nor make for yourselves molding gods. I am the Lord your God. Don't make no idols with your hands. All right. I'm the Lord your God. Worship me only. Notice 1 Timothy 1 and 4. Last two verses. 1 Timothy 1 and 4 is a short verse, but very powerful. Nor give heed to fables. Remember earlier I told you a lie is a story. People make up fables. He said, don't give heed to fables. You know, St. Nick come from the North Pole and he know if you've been naughty or nice. Come on now. Don't give yourself to fables, to lies. Don't even talk about, Christmas is a time for the children. It's just for the children. Come on now. That's a lie. That Christmas should be celebrated properly by everyone. All right. Don't give yourself to fables. And finally, 2 Timothy 4 and 4. This is so sad. But again, Paul is talking to a pastor, telling him about what some people will do. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. You have some people that are here teaching like this and they don't want to hear it. They rather believe in the magic of Christmas. They'd rather believe fables. They'll turn their ears away from truth. And that's something that you see happening in our day and time. And I pray as young men and young women that you don't do. You don't turn your way from the truth, not just about Christmas, but about truth in general. Don't turn your ears away from the truth and start heeding to fables. How many understand when it comes to Christmas, there are lies, but there are also some truths. And we should act accordingly when it comes to celebrating Christmas properly. Amen. Y'all learning? Or have y'all learned? Because I'm done. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for the teaching.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.